our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I am Holly.
And I'm awesome. And
and
Holly is also awesome.
Thank you for... Oh, that's not what I was expecting.
What? What were you expecting?
I thought you were going to be mean.
Sometimes. So anyway, we have a big agenda today.
Yeah, we...
The first thing that we're going to talk about is Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
I think it was September of last year.
Was it September?
When we decided that we were going to make a D&D character.
It was supposed to be like December, wasn't it? No, it might have been September.
I just listened to it today.
It was September.
So we decided that we were going to make a D&D character. We made an awesome character.
We did.
We got most of the way through it.
We did.
And then we proceeded to not do another episode.
Yeah, so the plan today was, hey, you know what? We should finish that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get home, grab the D&D 5th edition book, and find that it looks like we threw away the character sheet because we decided we were never going to play it again. So...
And also, the things that we talked about at the end of the last episode, like doing skills and proficiencies, you don't need any of that stuff.
Yeah. Turns out that that's not really even that
important. 5th edition is so much easier to do.
So we had pretty much already finished making the character. There was like a couple things that we
hadn't
done.
It was a story. We had to do a story. But we're no good at stories.
Oh, we're okay at stories.
I'm no good at stories.
You're not good at stories. We had this conversation last night. So Adam has a custom magic set that he's building.
Yeah, no big deal.
It's pretty cool. no big deal. I already got all the cards finished. Just need some tweaking. But it takes place in a place, and I was asking some questions about the story behind it, and he had nothing.
I had nothing. I have the very basic story, the characters...
It's just
the big
there's
overall
bad
thing.
Guys, and they come, and I was like, well, why do they come? He's like, I don't know.
Because they're bad.
So we're going to work on that together. That's a new project that we have that we'll probably never do because we're really good at not doing projects.
Yeah, we're good at coming up with projects.
We're so good at not doing projects.
But we're good at coming up with projects.
We're so good at coming up with projects and never doing them.
So we are not going to do part two of D&D character creation.
Hope you didn't like that character too much.
Because
we may have murdered her.
Honestly, we could recreate her easily by just listening to the podcast and just writing it down.
I can't listen to my own voice, so I'm not doing that.
Well, I mean, I could, technically. Or if someone else wants to do that and send us it.
If you want to, do that and finish the character for us.
We'll have to figure out what her name is because we did have a poll on
Facebook. A poll and three people responded to it and they all said different things.
No, there was one that had more votes.
Yeah, I think your vote doesn't count though.
No, it totally
counts.
Your vote
doesn't count.
Your vote counted, right?
No. Neither one. I voted, but I wouldn't have counted my vote.
Yeah, well, both of our votes count because
votes
we are people that exist.
Yeah, but
and
we're
allowed
biased,
to vote.
But we're biased.
Right, because we both came up with different names and we both liked
right,
those
but
names.
My name was better.
But if more people voted, never mind.
What was
anyway,
my name, LaFon or
I don't
something?
Know. We can
I
look
know
it up.
Either. Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
Not gonna,
but anyway, so our character doesn't exist anymore. She has been banished to whatever.
I feel like there's a 1% chance that we kept it and put it somewhere.
Yeah.
So if we find it again, maybe we'll finish.
I mean, there's not really
but
much.
But I don't think we're gonna find it again.
So yeah, we played D&D. I don't know if we've talked about it on our podcast that we do play D&D.
Think we have. So we kind of played D&D. We've got intentions of playing D&D, but the group is having some troubles getting together at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we've actually skipped more weeks than we played so
far. I feel like it's going to keep going. I haven't lost faith yet. You have, but I knew that there was going to be 2 weeks where we weren't going to get together
because
of reasons.
I guess the only reason that I've lost faith is because this has happened before. Mm-hmm. Right? Our last campaign, people stopped showing up and then it was just done.
Yeah, but you're trying to base what happened in the future by what happened in different people.
I guess that's true. I don't know.
I still believe in it, because I just want to play
D&D. I want to believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very X-Files about it.
Yeah.
Very Mulder. I want to believe.
So, so we have a top three that was suggested by one of our listeners.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, that's Mark. Right. We have listeners?
Yeah, we have listeners. Mark is a listener, and he suggested that we do...
I think there's two people at the place we work now that listen to this podcast. One in your team and one in my team. That's awesome.
There might be more than
that. Shout out to Adam.
Girls.
What's up, Adam?
No, but that's me.
Not you. The other
a
Adam.
A different Adam. Is different he awesome
there's
as well?
Two, yeah, he is actually pretty awesome. We have a lot in common.
I know I always that's get his nice. Street passes.
You do get street passes.
And him and Mark both have the same hoodie.
They do, like the Star Trek one.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Shout out, guys. You guys are cool.
Hey, good job with your hoodies.
So, we have a sponsored top three brought to you by Mark.
Yeah. I think he might have thought of it, or maybe I thought of it.
You
I don't
know what? It kind of doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but it was inspired by Mark.
Inspired by Mark. So, what is our top three? Please announce
top that. Three voice actors.
Voice actors. So, I really like cartoons a lot. Yeah. But I don't know a lot of their names. But I think I still have a top three voice actors.
I know. Do we want to go back and forth? Do you want to do one first? Because then if you pick it, I will not pick it, even if I want to.
Yeah, that's fine. So I think my first choice would be Maria Bamford because she's the best.
She does a lot
of
voices.
She does like half the voices on Adventure Time.
And
it's
all the princesses.
Probably half. It's most of the princesses. And sometimes
hot dog princess.
She's hot dog princess.
Slime
she's,
princess.
Like the berry, whatever the berry princess
wild berry
is. She's wildberry princess. She's I think she's like the ragdoll princess. Whatever that one
raggedy
is.
Raggedy princess.
Raggedy yeah. princess. Yeah, she's so many princesses.
Yeah.
She's just I think most of the female voices when they need a female voice. Yeah. She's great, but also her comedy's great. I just like her as a person.
Yeah.
So.
Well, okay, I'll go with that as well, and I'm gonna say Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh, he's
not
been in like two episodes.
It doesn't matter. He's in some things as a voiceover actor.
That's true. He's in two things, right? He's in Adventure Time, and then he did the Walking Dead game.
Yeah, and he was in Bob's Burgers too.
Oh, sorry, he was in Bob's Burgers. I feel like he was in something else.
But his
too.
Voice is so recognizable. It's like, oh, that's Kumail.
It is. I mean, does podcast count as voiceover? I feel like it doesn't.
It might.
You use this as a voiceover audition. We just send this into Hollywood. Be like, hey, give me a job.
Give me a job. I want to be a voiceover. I want to do a voice.
I can do this voice. And I can do this voice.
This is the voice that I do.
And I can do this voice.
Are you just doing Maria Bamford's voices?
No. I don't have any voices.
You have your own voice.
I don't have any voices.
I just want to have a voice that I do.
This is
a little bit.
This is my voice that I do.
This is just how it
oh, works. That would not be sustainable. That would hurt so bad.
This
very,
I'm just a person and this is how I talk.
What if you did talk like that?
Well, you know, this is, I'm just a regular person. And this is how
I had an accent in there. What can I accent?
Regular people talk. I don't have that. Anyway.
No. I'm quite enjoying this. Oh, man. We're going to have to balance these levels. Your laugh is off the charts.
Your butt is off the charts.
Do you want to, real quick, adjust that microphone? So there's a slider next to the microphone.
Which one?
And there's a like the plus thing there. Okay. Yeah, move that down a little bit.
Done.
Like a little bit more.
Jeez.
I know. Audio on the podcast.
It's a good idea to change the audio volume in the middle of
the podcast. Right in the middle of the podcast. Yeah, that's what I typically try to do. Mm-hmm. Right, so my first one was Maria Bamford. Yours was Kumail Nanjiani. That's kind of cheating, but I'll allow it.
No, it is not cheating.
I'll allow it.
How many different shows
is
Maria
I'm
going to
go
Bamford?
With H. John Benjamin.
Okay.
He does some great-ass
Bob
voices.
And Bob's Burgers.
He's Bob and Bob's Burgers.
He's Archer.
He's the coach
in Home Movies,
which is such a good show. Such an underrated show.
That was the first
show.
Thing that he showed up in.
Yeah.
But it's always the same voice, which is
and
the best.
And They Might Be Giants was in that show, and that's pretty great. I really like it. Yeah, that's the first thing I knew his voice from, and then I heard him on Archer next, and I was like, I know that guy. How do I know that guy?
Yeah,
like that
Bob.
Documentary, I know that voice.
Yeah, he's not in that, though. I don't think
he isn't?
I didn't see him in there.
Well, maybe he isn't.
Because he only does a couple of them, but it's the same voice.
But he does, well, it's just his voice.
It's just him. This is just.
But they're,
just
like, they're big characters. Like, Archer's a huge character. Bob from Bob's Burgers is a huge character.
Do you want ants?
This is how you get ants. I've seen some of that show.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Archer,
I watched
all of Archer.
I don't know why I stopped watching it.
I just watched
it. Did you
all
even watch
through?
The weird season where they, like, went all Miami Vice?
No, I didn't watch that. It just showed up on Netflix. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I think I only watched the first some of it.
Okay, my next one is what's his name? Is it John DiMaggio?
John DiMaggio. Yep.
Yeah.
He's the one who does every voice.
He does a lot of voices. He's Bender. He's Jake in Adventure Time.
Yep.
He's Waka in Final Fantasy X.
Oh, that's right. He is.
Yeah.
Oh man, so he was gonna be my top pick, but I feel like there's someone else I could pick.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's probably someone.
I have
else.
Another one in my brain.
I do like God, there's so many.
I guess these aren't in order. They're just three people
really,
that I like.
Yeah, I guess. Boy, how do I pick another one? What's her name? Tara Nielsen? Is that her name?
I don't know.
Tara something. Yeah. Tara.
Yeah, Tara something.
Whatever her... Fuck.
Is there Tara Strong?
Tara Strong! That one! Is that the one? Yeah, it's Bubbles.
The one that's one of the Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah, she's great. I like her a lot.
Okay, okay.
She's, I think she was Tommy Pickles, too.
Okay.
I like Tommy Pickles.
Do you want to know my third one?
Who's your third one?
Troy Baker.
Yeah, because he does everything.
He does.
He does every.
He does
video
everything
game.
That everybody else doesn't.
Yeah,
do.
He's doing all the ones that that John DiMaggio's not doing.
Yeah, well, he's they're totally Troy like Baker, Troy Baker is the regular.
He just
voice.
Does video games. Though.
He's just the guy. He's like, just... he's Booker DeWitt.
Mm-hmm.
He's what's his name from that other one, and then the other what's his name from the, mm-hmm. the third other one.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of old school ones, a lot of old school voiceover actors that I don't feel like are doing as much voice acting anymore. Like Maurice LaMarche.
Mm.
I don't think he's doing that much anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe he is, and I just don't notice. Maybe he's doing like more kids stuff that I'm not watching.
Because like Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain.
So he's probably like, he's an obvious honorable mention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Mel Blanc. What about him? He's okay.
He's fun.
Okay, so that's our top three.
I like voiceover. I always thought that voiceover would be a really cool thing to go into, but I just couldn't do it.
All right, so now, which you want me to do one voice, what is it going to be? And I'll do it.
Oh.
I'll do a voice.
You are going to do...
Not a character, but like a... Because I know that when voiceover actors talk, they do like an impression of someone, but it's a bad impression.
Oh, you
impression.
Want me to do have you do a bad impression of somebody? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
But I'll put with a different spin on it.
Oh, cool. That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to come up with somebody because like all the things that jump to mind immediately just seem really obvious, you know? Yeah. Like things people have already done.
Yeah, but no, I'm going to do something else.
Okay. Give me a second.
Yeah. Okay, let's just waste a minute. I'm going to learn how to juggle. Hold on, I'm going to juggle.
Hold on. You know you're good at juggling, though.
I'm going to juggle on the podcast.
Yeah. Everybody you guys ready? Will be so impressed with his juggling. All ready?
Right. I'm actually juggling, dude.
He is actually kind of juggling. No, you're not doing it right.
Ta-da!
See? That's correct. That's how you do it.
That's good juggling.
I don't think this is the challenge for me.
You're on the spot. You can't think of it.
I'm bad at on the spot, it turns out. Mm-hmm. Unless I already know the answer to a question, I can't answer it on the spot.
What?
Come closer.
Oh, I'm closer.
I like you.
Well, maybe everybody else
does.
We've
changed venue. Usually we're in the bedroom, and now we're in the living room at Adam's desk.
I like this
better. I think it's
better.
Looking better, yeah.
Because I could, like, look at you.
Yeah, we're not, like, next to each other, and you're not, like, sitting on the bed, and it's all weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. It's weird. I think we could keep this up.
It's weird sitting on the bed.
We didn't... Well, I remember in our first few podcasts, like, we had this really bad buzzing noise in the background because of the, your computer had, like, a fan that would kick in and get real loud, but you have a different computer now that's not so loud.
I have a different computer now. I'm so very close to the microphone. I'm gonna do a voice. It's a funny voice.
I think you should do Ice King.
Ice King? Like Tom Kenny? He's good. I like Tom Kenny.
Oh yeah, Tom Kenny. I forgot that was who that was. Yeah, see, you can't even do the thing I told you to do.
Princesses? I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's whatever.
Oh, Gunther.
I feel like he's recently started saying Gunther instead of Gunther.
They're different penguins.
They are?
Yeah, there's like 30 different ones.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Gunther's one, Gunther's one.
I thought he always just talked to the
Gunther,
same one.
Gunther, Gunther, and Gunther are different penguins.
Really?
I thought you knew that.
I didn't know that. If
That's
I knew it once,
knowledge.
It went out of my brain.
That is common knowledge.
Really? Like, if I were to ask my mom, she'd be like, yeah, it's Gunther and Gunther and Gunther.
Gunther?
Gunther.
Yeah.
Gunman.
They're different penguins every time.
Well, I know there's a bunch of penguins. I guess I just always assume he was only addressing the same one and just ignoring all the rest of the penguins. Because they're useless. They're all mostly useless. They don't do anything. Was there ever a penguin princess? Did they ever, like, form a princess? The penguins themselves? I feel like they did.
They might. There's a lot of episodes.
There is a lot of princesses.
We've been catching up a little bit on Adventure
Time. We have
been.
I think we're coming up across a Marceline one again here pretty soon.
Oh,
I can always
like
tell because the IMDb ratings and the Marceline ones are way higher.
Yeah, like
the
Ice King
really
and Marceline together.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man. They're rough. I can't do it.
You better
not start
episodes.
Singing the Cheers theme song.
I wasn't.
I know you were thinking about it.
No, you were thinking about it.
No, you were thinking about
I wasn't.
It. No, it was you. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're supposed to rate a snack. Review a snack.
Oh, I had a pear.
You did have a, that was before we started, though. We got some Star Wars fruit snacks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we do have Star Wars
fruit snacks. Yeah, I already had one today, but we can review one still.
All right. I will eat one.
So,
I'll take a picture of it first.
These are Flavorite brand. It's like a store brand, basically.
Oh, our family.
Oh, it's our family? They're the same thing. Mm-hmm. Star Wars fruit snacks purchased at our local Super One Foods.
Mm-hmm. And they're pretty awesome. It's a little blue pouch that says Star Wars on it 1,000 times.
It does.
Times.
It's got the Star Wars logo.
And it's
go
like,
ahead.
These are legit Star Wars.
Yeah, tear it open and we will, Now, my coworker, Adam, shout out, explained to me what all the shapes were.
Hold on, I have to take a picture of this.
Okay, take a picture. Oh, that's right, because you take pictures of your food and tweet them.
Yeah,
to keep track
weird.
Of what you eat. It's no,
weird.
It's normal. It's like a food diary.
So if you want to see my food diary, it's at tweet it and eat it.
Tweet it and eat it. I have one too, but I keep forgetting to use it, and I don't want people
so
to see
if,
my food.
So if you would like to see every food that I ever eat,
yeah,
just follow me at tweet it and eat it.
Also, while you're taking that picture, let's reference our own Twitters. I am at only obsessed.
I'm at Matt Olaf.
We have a podcast Twitter at Aha Podcast.
Yeah. Do you follow that one? Do you see when people?
Yeah, I see when nobody tweets at us.
There was one.
There was?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you didn't reply to him.
Maybe I'm not getting notifications. I thought I'd get notifications for it automatically. Give me one moment.
I don't have
Please,
that.
Please, this is important.
Mm-hmm. You can reply to him right now.
Emily.
All right, while you do that, I'm going to look at this. This looks like a
Oh, wow. Oh, hey, it was Mark.
A battleship.
Mark. I don't know why I didn't get a notification this, so I apologize,
space.
Mark. I will have to check in a little
space,
bit more
Space
often.
Battleship?
It says what it is
it's
on
red.
The...
It's I'm not getting the box.
Like on the box, but yeah.
So it's really, very dark red, and I'm going to eat it. Let's try it
out. It is dark red. How many come in the package here? How many total? Dump them out. Just dump them out. You can eat them. It looks like there were eight total in the package.
Eight
not a very good color distribution in this package. So we got 3 reds, 2 oranges, a green, a blue, and a purple.
Oh, this is a General Grievous? That's
yes, that is Grievous. It's funny because I had one the other day that was so malformed, I thought it was Greedo. It's like ears got too pointy and stuff, so it's actually General Grievous. If customer service doesn't exist, then this is from @newsboy_88. If customer service doesn't exist, who do you complain to at Target? Mark, we don't need to complain to anybody at Target because Target's not going to give us any guff.
We just take what we want.
Yeah, we don't have to pay for things anymore in a world where no one else
and
exists.
And if we need to do like a return, we'll just bring it back. And
yeah,
get a
we'll just
one.
We didn't even really have to bring it back. We just get a different one.
Yeah, we can just throw that one in the pile of garbage.
So I understand that nobody's also going to be stocking the shelves, but they won't need to because I think Target has everything we're ever going to need forever.
Yeah, except if we ever want meat.
Yeah, we got
spam.
Like. We
There's
got like
an infinity spam.
Oh God. We got like a week of meat and then we're done.
I love spam.
Okay, you got an orange one now?
It's an R2-D2.
And how did you feel about the red? And the purple that you and the blue that you
I'm
already
just eating them. They're good.
Okay, how are
they? They taste like fruit snacks.
Yeah, they do. They're actually
don't you touch my
no,
fruit snacks.
No, I want one. Just want one.
Okay, you have a red one.
Honestly, they're pretty good as far as fruit snacks go. I don't like the ones that are too like hard to bite into, like they don't have any bite to them. They just kind of bounce in your mouth until you can gum them down.
Tastes like fruit.
These are good. You got some good
I got a little green Yoda.
Yep, you got a Yoda.
Are the Yodas always green?
I don't think so.
Well,
is there an R2-D2? Because I know there's a C-3PO. What'd you just eat?
I don't know.
You know.
A fruit snack. They're pretty good. They taste like fruit.
Yeah, they are. They're actually good. Not something we need on the podcast.
I don't like the flavor of the green one.
Yeah, I don't really either.
Yoda tastes like dirt.
Sorry, Yoda. Yoda himself probably tastes like dirt.
Mm.
Do you think that aliens... Like, so there's the thing, right? Like, the trope of aliens coming to Earth to eat humans. Do you think aliens taste good?
I don't know.
Like, if we were to conquer them and, like, kill them and, like, eat them.
No. Because they're just, like, little tiny stick people.
They're not always stick people, though. No, did you ever see V? They were totally not stick people. They were lizard people.
Yeah. Well, maybe like lizards. Would you want to eat a lizard, though?
I mean, people eat lizards.
I think that people would taste better than aliens.
People totally eat lizards, though, right?
Yeah, but like not on purpose. I mean, I guess if you like live in the desert and there's like lizards and that's all you have
to
eat.
No, there's definitely, there has to be cuisine in the world where lizards are like a thing you eat.
Oh, people eat birds. Birds are like lizards.
I know people eat alligator.
Yeah, that's a lizard.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah, they're just giant lizards.
Yeah.
They're like
I know that's the thing.
Would you eat a dinosaur?
would I eat a dinosaur? Like I would probably be like, holy shit, it's a dinosaur.
Right, but then
and
like,
then it would eat me.
But then you get like a brontosaurus, like...
Like a steak on like the side of your car?
Yeah, no, like the big leg bone with the meat sticking on it. It's giant.
Two people to hold it up.
Uh-huh.
It's a meal for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh. But it's cooked.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem.
Why is my favorite meat thing is when there's a bone, and then there's like a round meat thing on it, because that is what meat looks like.
I have choked on a fruit snack.
Don't. I'm telling you about meat.
I know, I was laughing at the thought of it, and I choked on the fruit snack. I almost killed myself laughing at the thought of a giant meat.
Or like the Flintstones, like that's like a Flintstone...
Yeah, no, it is. It's like, that's what they do. The weird thing to me about the Flintstones is that they eat dinosaurs and also coexist with them.
Well, we, you know, eat dogs and coexist with them.
Oh, we don't really. Like, the same civilization that's eating dogs are not usually coexisting with the dogs.
Okay. What about chickens?
No, not really. That's not the typical thing. What I'm saying is I don't eat my toaster. Right? Because, like, dinosaurs...
It's made of metal.
No. Like, dinosaurs in the Flintstones world, they, like, they're showers and stuff, right?
I don't know if they eat
dinosaurs. Also, that feels like torture.
I think they eat, like, woolly mammoths and stuff.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Can we acknowledge that that's torture? To just make a dinosaur stand in the same place all day until you need it to spit water out for you?
Yeah.
That's
awful.
That's horrible.
Well, they're dumb.
There's so much animal abuse in Flintstones.
Yeah. Well, it's a different time.
That's not an excuse.
It's a different time. It was at least billions of years ago.
At least billions. I mean, the Earth hasn't been around too long, so.
Yeah, I don't know. And it was at least 300 years ago.
It's either a billion or 300.
I said at least 300.
So
I don't know what
I'm
going to
say
then.
It's at least 65 million.
I don't think there was people around then.
So then it's probably more like 5,000, because New Earthers would have you know that dinosaurs and Jesus existed at the same time.
Yeah,
because
he was riding on a dinosaur.
Yeah, he was riding on a dinosaur.
That's awesome.
That's like a thing they teach in schools. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Why not?
That is not okay, because it's not true.
Well.
Schools are supposed to be the place where you get information and learn how to discern which information is correct, and they just like tell you the wrong thing. There's probably stuff I learned in school that was wrong, though.
No, everything I know is correct.
Yeah, all of it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure the way that we teach American history is not at all. It's very biased. It's
well,
not
yeah,
at all how it actually
won.
Happened. Yeah, we win everything. Everybody else is the bad guy, but I don't feel like that's true.
Yeah.
Or like Christopher Columbus, how we pretend he was this real great guy, but really he was like a mass-murdering fuckdick.
Well, you know, sometimes...
What was the thing they said on Walking Dead yesterday? We were watching an episode of Walking Dead. What was the thing that they said?
Mother Dick.
Mother Dick! What a swear.
Don't. He said it twice.
What a swear. He did say Mother Dick.
Abraham
I think,
Washington.
I think they just, this is not a name.
I think it's his name.
I think they just wanted to say Dick on network television.
I think they wanted to say motherfucker, and then they said Mother Dick instead.
Why wouldn't you say like Mother Bitch or just son of a bitch?
Mother Liquor.
Mother liquor? Maybe not.
Why?
Why didn't they just say cunt?
You mother liquor.
You can say that on TV, right? You can't even say that on TV, like in Britain.
Could you ever love me?
Okay. I thought we were talking about about Walking Dead, but apparently we were talking
I'm
about
old
Mighty
Greg.
Boosh.
I'm old Greg. I'm old Greg.
I haven't seen that in a while. Remember once upon a time when you were going to be old
me?
Greg for Halloween?
Yeah.
And then it didn't happen? Because none of the Halloween ideas you have ever happened.
I'm old Greg.
You're going to be old Greg. You're going to be Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm too old for Halloween.
You're closer to a Wreck-It Ralph than you are to an
I'm
old
on a
Greg,
Wreck-It.
Though. You could do Wreck-It Ralph.
That's
you
my
just have to grow your hair long again and spike it out.
I'm on a Wreck-It.
I like how you always shake your arms when you do that.
Well, that's because that's what he does.
I know. Oh, but you always do. You can't, like, say
I'm
it without,
wreck
do-
it.
without doing it.
Shut up.
That's a good movie. We should watch Wreck-It Ralph.
We should watch Lego Movie.
We should watch any number of other movies we have here that I don't think we've even seen. Like Pacific Rim, which I purchased or I got for birthday or something. And
you really wanted it real hard.
I know, because I love the movie so much in the theater, and I feel like I'm afraid to watch it because I don't want to taint the experience that I had where I was like crying in the theater because it was so great.
You were crying in the theater?
No, but I was tearing up.
You wimp.
Like, I had like a lump in my
You're
throat.
You're such
it was
a
so
girl.
No, but really, we have a lot of movies we've never seen or never watched.
Yeah, you didn't even open that yet.
Yeah,
Pacific Rim. I was gonna, and I was like, "Eh, I don't feel like it."
Yeah,
I always just watch like the same movies over and over.
I didn't realize we have Sin City. I didn't know we had that.
Yeah, We do.
We have Sin City.
I heard the second one was bad.
Yeah, I heard that too, which is why I haven't bothered to seek it out. Because again, the first one's really good and I don't want to spoil it. Mm-hmm.
So I have a bonus top three.
Oh, you do? What is it?
Bonus top three is top three. I don't know if you'll even know if you have a three.
Okay.
Top three superhero movies that are more than 15 years old.
I don't know how old movies are, though.
Yeah. Well, you
like, is Mystery Men older than 15 years old? Oh, I don't think so.
That's a really good one.
It's right in front of me. I will look.
If it was 2000.
Mystery Men.
If it was 1999 or older, it counts.
99.
Yeah, Mystery Men. That's my number one.
That is everybody's number one because it is the best.
I was going to say, like, Batman.
Oh, you were like, you're talking like classic actual superheroes, well, not just Mystery Men. Well,
that's one. Like the Batman with Michael
Keaton. I had a huge crush on Janine Garofalo, by the way. Because she's real cool. But she's asexual. Yeah. I was like, that's sad. Well, I'd never have a chance with Janine Garofalo.
If that's what she's into, whatever.
I mean, I think she's just not into anything.
So, do you have another
one? Do I have another one? Honestly, I haven't seen that many old superhero movies. Is that bad?
Yeah. Well, there's not that many.
There aren't. I mean, there's old Batmans, and there's old Supermans, and there's lots of spaghetti western sort of stuff, but I've never seen any of that.
Is that kind of superheroes?
Sure. Spaghetti? No, there's spaghetti western, like Spider-Man. There's like a spaghetti western version of Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called. Yeah, I know.
I like... This is one that Mark and I were talking about at work. So it was, he said X-Men, like the first X-Men movie.
Is that more than 15 years old?
Might be.
Oh, man, it might be. I don't think we have it. I can't check, but.
But it was, that was real good. But yeah, that was like the beginning of that was like the first Marvel movie that came out.
Yeah, oh God, it was, wasn't it?
But it wasn't like Marvel Studios even. Right. It was just.
I know we're not 15 years with Watchmen. That came out when
I was
in high school.
That wasn't that long ago. It couldn't have been.
I can check, but I'm pretty sure I was in high school.
I thought it was like 2008.
Okay.
Or maybe 2009.
Oh, that's not that far from me being in high school, FYI.
I don't know. I mean, I have IMDb here.
No, I got it.
2011, maybe?
I'm still working on it. 2009.
Okay. That seems like a lot longer ago than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Man, I'm old.
No, you're not.
Okay, anyway, yeah, Superman 2 was my other option, because he gives up his powers and has to fight, what's his name, Zod.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
Yeah, it was good.
How long ago was Batman Begins?
Batman Begins was 2005.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's only 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, the original one was 10 years, but then I just changed it now for 15.
Gotcha. Yeah, in any case, Mystery Men.
Yeah, Mystery Men. That's number one.
The best superhero movie ever made.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever top
it. It even has Dane Cook in it.
It even has Dane Cook in it.
I shovel well. I shovel very well. Ben Stiller with his... He gets real mad and he squeezes a little stress ball.
I have a stress ball at work. I've had it in my coat for like a million years.
Like
I just now took it out today while some guy was yelling at me real hard.
Looks like a brain.
Man, I love when people yell at me. It's the best, right?
Well, you know, that's the nature of the
of what it is that we do.
So good news, Grand Junction.
Oh my God, that's right. So our favorite sub place, apparently they used to be in Grand Forks.
But then they left
or closed or something, is coming back to Grand Forks. The only thing I didn't like, so there's a news story about it. The only thing I didn't like about the news story is they said, yeah, we're going to start out with the menu at the other ones, but then we might change it. And I'm going to be real pissed if they change it.
I mean, the only thing we get is like the Chicken Junction anyway.
Yeah, I get the Cajun Chicken Ranch or whatever, but
yeah,
they're probably not going to get rid of that.
Yeah,
those are like the two best-selling ones. I know you've had the Philly steak before,
I liked it,
too.
Yeah.
You like that,
they're
too.
All really good. They got
they
real
are.
Good sandwiches.
They're good at what
they
do.
And their fries are real good.
Oh, their fries are actually... You know what? All it is that they put like Lowry's on it.
Yeah, but they have fresh potatoes and they cook them.
Do they cut them up?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
I think they
I don't think they cut their own potatoes.
They have fresh potatoes, though.
I think they're frozen.
They might be frozen.
I'm pretty sure they're frozen.
But they're real good.
They're real good.
And then they have a big cookie sometimes.
I mean, yeah, I've always, like, I'm always mad that I got the cookie because it's never what I wanted it to be.
And you're always like, I just ate a whole big sandwich and now I have this
cookie. And now I have this, and they're giant cookies. They're not, messing around.
Yeah, you're all in on the cookie.
Yeah, you have to be. Or you save half it for later.
Yeah.
Or you share it with somebody.
But Grand Junction, yeah. I recommended it. Three thumbs up,
which is good because there's not that many places we like to eat in Grand Forks.
Yeah.
There's not much.
That's another here. Good one.
Where else do we like to eat here?
We go to Five Guys,
but that's a chain. Like, what that's not like a big chain do we like? I mean, Grand Junction's a small chain, but that's different.
Yeah.
Sakura, I guess?
Yeah. I'm never impressed
sushi,
with it.
As far as the sushi sort of steakhouse, Japanese steakhouse options go in Grand Forks, it's the least bad.
Every time we go to Sakura, we have to drive by the steak store, and I want to go
there
instead.
You're always just mad. Your experience is tainted because you didn't
because
go
it's
to
right
Texas
next
Roadhouse.
To the Texas Roadhouse, and I always want to go get steak instead every time I agree to go to the Sakura.
Yeah, you get a point. God, we really don't like to eat anywhere else in town.
We went to the Toasted Frog once, and you didn't
enjoy
it.
Okay.
I liked it a lot. I really liked it. I got the lamb burger.
I just made the wrong order. I just ordered the wrong thing is what happened.
I really liked it.
So it's good.
And I will go there. I would go there
I'd
again.
I'd go there again.
That other one, what is it called? The 1908?
Sanders 1905 or whatever
it was.
Sanders, that was terrible.
19 never, some number.
0 out of 10.
Yeah, you said
that. I think we talked about that enough, and I don't want to talk
quote.
About it again.
I'm just going to say it.
What was my quote?
This tastes like Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, because it totally did.
Except it was 12 times as expensive.
Yeah,
as Chef
it
Boyardee.
Was like $30, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Trying for a nice night out to celebrate.
So don't go to that
not
place.
Any good. We went there for our half-iversary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half-iversary.
What else? I don't feel like there's anywhere else in town I really like. Oh, Dakota Harvest. They know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
They make a good food.
They got a good lunch.
They're good at bread. And I have a feeling Oh for Heaven's Cakes is probably pretty good, too.
But every time we walk by it, we're like, no.
We won't allow ourselves to go there.
No. No cupcakes.
No cupcakes. No cupcakes, indeed. All right. We should probably wrap this up.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah, I'm hungry, too.
We should get pizza.
I think we should order a pizza. What kind of pizza should we order?
We should get the pepperoni pizza from Marco's that has the little pepperonis.
The little tiny pepperonis? Done and done.
High five.
All right.
Good game.
Good game.
Okay, bye.